next year, dear, for 2020, I think we need to do some revamping to the website.
Revamping?
Yeah.
I got some revamps.
Yeah, I think we need to switch it up.
Yeah? What are you switching? What's your plan?
But next year, look for new stuff on the website, energieslovepodcast.com.
Okay.
I don't know what new stuff is going to be there, but look for it. And eventually, I'm sure we'll probably put something up.
I have a feeling it's going to be very hindsight-y.
Hindsight-y?
Yeah.
2020.
2020. Hindsight. See what I did there? You liked it?
Anyways, folks, if you're listening to the brand new episode of the Energy is Love podcast. Did you totally forget that this was the intro?
I did forget that this is the intro because I was just going to go into a rant that I had about 2020.
Well, maybe they'll hear it on the episode if they stay tuned.
Okay.
But you are listening to the Energy is Love podcast with your wonderful, beautiful, amazing, talented, sexy, gracious, generous, smart, kind, fucking awesome host, Steph and Craig. I was trying to think of anything else.
I was going to think of witty. Did you say witty?
Witty.
Oh, witty.
Witty. And this episode is the Christmas episode. So
we sing Christmas carols the entire time. Stay tuned.
But it is now December 23rd, if you're listening to this, the day that it came out, and Christmas is only a few short days away. So Merry Huggin' Christmas, or whatever other thing you celebrate during this time of year. And now, anything else?
No.
You sure?
Would you want me to get into my 2020 right now?
No, not yet.
Save all right, then. No, we're good. Let's go. Let's do this.
Okay, folks, sit back, relax, turn up your Christmas music, because here we go. Energy is the podcast, Christmas 2019. Here we go.
You're listening to the Energy is Love podcast.
Energy is love.
The Energy is the Love podcast.
The Energy is Love podcast.
Energy is love.
The Energy is Love podcast.
The podcast for the universe.
The Energy is Love podcast.
So this entire episode, we're going to pretend that it's December 23rd, because that is, actually, I should probably fucking check. I think that's when this episode comes out.
It is.
2 days before Christmas. It's 2 days before Christmas.
Have a holy, jolly Christmas.
So we are recording this 2 days before Christmas, not really. But on December 23rd, we'll probably be rushing in some form or fashion to finish somebody's present or our parents, or definitely doing some wrapping.
I've got a couple appointments that day too, so.
Do you really?
I do.
You've got massages on the 23rd?
I do.
Wow. So, beautiful woman of mine, finish your thought on 2020
on
that
2020?
Came up during the
okay,
intro.
Let's see if I can get back into it, because I started looking at the calendar thinking, shit. Let me respond real fast.
You're responding to a message?
Oh, it's commented. Okay, so it's not a messenger, so I don't get dinged for that. So
hindsight.
It's I'm gonna be funny and enlightened at the same time.
You're so good at that.
I know. So I feel like I've amped it up just a little too much. It's not good. It's gonna be very anticlimactic. So sorry about that. I'm gonna be 40 in 2020.
Yes.
So you got 2020. 40. Equals 40.
It's going to be a big year.
So I think it's my, like the hindsight, I think I'm going to be super balanced and super chill all year long.
I agree.
My feminine and masculine
Our
is going to be.
Our fifth year anniversary.
Oh, look at that. Which is half a 10. So which is half a 20, which is. Oh.
What's 40 divided by 8?
Oh, look at that.
Five. You got 40. 5 years. Eight. It's just going to be a numerological year of awesome blossoms.
But now I'm all like, oh. I'm all happy. Look what you did. That was sweet.
Yeah.
You're sweet.
Yeah.
You're going to get a reward.
My Christmas present.
Oh, it's coming early.
That's what you're
going to say it?
That's not what she said.
She said
it. It's not coming early. It's not coming late. It's coming exactly when it's supposed to. Right on time. Right in sync with... We're going to get squirreled right at the beginning of the episode.
Because I am like, I've got things in my mind right now. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not really patient about some of those things right now. I'm playing with the hair tie. You play with cards. I play with my thingy.
Tweedledee.
You play with your thingy. Who's Tweedledum? Squirrel?
Shall not speak further.
That means you're referencing me.
So, dear, Christmas is 2 days away. Like I said, we're pretending that it's the 23rd.
I know, but you're giving me a little bit of anxiety when you say that.
Okay.
A little bit.
In case you can't tell, I have some voice issues. I'm not sick, nor have I been sick. This stems from our men's group last week, whatever that day would have been. We practiced some yelling, so I did a lot of yelling right at myself, stared at myself in the mirror and yelled directly into my eyes. Not really my eyes, but into my face. So I lost my voice for a few days and it's barely recovering. But it's kind of that, hello, Stephanie. It's kind of that sexy voice of mine that I have periodically.
I like it. I also thought it was funny when Asher was teasing you about your puberty squeaks.
Oh, yeah. I definitely sounded like I hit puberty on Tuesday of this week.
Oh, it was awesome.
But I'm recovering. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we didn't record earlier. We're also recording today because it's December 23rd and Christmas. Right. I was thinking the other day.
2 days of shopping left. Oh, one day. 2 days. 2 days.
I don't think we've ever really done like a Christmas episode of the podcast.
I know I haven't.
Yeah, I don't think there has ever been, quote unquote.
Sing?
No, we're not singing.
I sing Christmas carols.
Sing away.
I was going to be a smartass and do something really funny, but I know that you will leave it in the episode. So I was like, hey, reel it back in. Don't do that. So
next year, you know what we could do? Let's make this a goal.
I don't know. Let's see what it is. Do I like the goal?
You will like this goal. Let's see. Just for you folks listening, folks. I'm totally an old guy. The gals and the folks and the whippersnappers. Stephanie is learning to play the guitar.
Oh, so is Craig.
Yeah.
I get to teach Craig.
Stephanie's taking legit guitar lessons from somebody, and then she comes home and teaches me what she's learning, and we're having a lot of fun with it. So next year, our Christmas episode is going to be us playing the guitars and singing some Christmas carols on the podcast. That's our goal.
Guitar, I'm like behind singing, and I'm ready to like throw the coffee cup at your head and tell you you're having a seizure.
I will happily be the lead singer.
Oh, yeah?
And then you just have to sing harmonies.
I don't have to sing something. Anything.
You have to sing in the...
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, my voice, it stops.
We'll fix it by the next year, by December.
So it's going to be another drunken episode, y'all.
We could totally get drunk, y'all.
I just said y'all. Y'all know how much fun it is when Steph gets drunk and gets on the podcast. So that'll be it. I will have perfect pitch.
So we'll save the Christmas carols for next year's Christmas episode.
All right.
But we've never done one.
Eggnog, spiked eggnog, real eggnog.
Yeah. Do you realize that?
I don't know. I just said
that. We've never done a Christmas episode of the podcast.
I think you started with that, sweetheart. Is that how it loops back
around? I'm kind of surprised.
Oh.
I mean, I think... We've released episodes around Christmas time.
Around Christmas. Well, this one is still going to be released around Christmas.
It's 2 days before Christmas.
But it's not on Christmas. I want to check the dates now.
Previous episodes going way, way back.
Yeah. Before my time.
Yeah. Well, now we're doing Christmas episodes, folks.
Now we are.
And this is the first one.
I got a lot of scrolling.
Don't go back and look. It's okay.
It went fast. Now I don't know where I'm at.
Baby, we're not going to sit and wait for you to go back through all 170-something
plus
episodes.
There was none in December last year.
I know.
It's
because we were lazy.
Okay.
And by we, I mean me. Anyways.
Yeah, what do you got?
Christmas 2 days away.
Okay.
What are you most excited about? And what are you most afraid of? Keeping in mind that it's not really 2 days away. It's about a week away.
That's not even a week away now. Like, seriously, I've got my stomach is up in my throat. It's making its way up the esophagus. So, and it's not the contents. It's the actual stomach. So for those who get triggered by that sort of thing, you're okay. It's the stomach. If I had balls, they'd be in my throat right now.
Christmas balls?
Christmas balls.
Every year we suck at Christmas.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That's why I'm scared.
No, but we do the whole stereotypical wait until the last minute, terrible planning. Every year we're like, we're going to do it different next year. But it just never seems to happen.
We struggle. We're still not done, in case you haven't noticed.
It's 2 days away. No, we're not done.
Shut up. Well, it'll probably be factual right there. It's 2 days away. I'm going to have my panic list. I'm going to have my appointment in the morning, my appointment in the evening. I've just decided that I am not booking appointments during the day. So it'll be my morning, my evening, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then it'll
depends on if somebody's like really needs to come in. So, like, sometimes I feel like I'm not the only one that's going to be stressed.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to have time. I'm surprised I have the two appointments that I have 2 days before Christmas, honestly. I hope they don't cancel. But I think that will be us. You.
Panicked and stressed.
Either I'm going out or you're going out. By the way, the stores will be empty, so it'll be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they won't be empty.
That was sarcasm.
It'll be a bunch of people that are just like us that waited until the last minute.
Yeah.
For this fun episode, hashtag, okay. Hopefully this fun episode.
You said you had a plan.
I did have a plan. I thought it would be fun for us to go back in time.
Mm.
Go into
where's the DeLorean?
Go back into Christmas past.
Christmas. Okay.
And talk about like for you and for me, we'll take turns sharing what Christmas means to us and what is good or bad about Christmas.
Have you ever met me?
I have.
Like, go ahead, Craig. Tell me your Christmas stories. Mine will take about 2 minutes. And that's just,
Well, I thought we could also talk about why Christmas sucks for you so bad.
It doesn't suck for me. I just don't have a lot of memories of it.
Hence, not a lot of good memories. My guess is you probably have a lot of memories of Christmas.
I don't have a lot of memories. I have a few memories of Christmas. And no, they're not great.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it is what it is. Do you just typically block out December?
Apparently. That's why we don't get any shopping done.
I have so many wonderful memories of Christmas.
Well, let's talk about those. That's beautiful.
Christmas for me is such a wonderful time of year, and it is probably my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a grown man, so I'm not too concerned about what's your favorite holiday. But it's kind of my favorite holiday just because I have so many fond memories of it over the course of my life.
That's cool.
Some of the earliest memories I have of Christmas. I was a child.
How about that?
I'm trying to think now. I don't think I have one individual memory. I do have some individual memories of like Christmas that I can share, but in general, just like I remember decorations. So my mom is very good about decorating.
She is
the
a decorator.
House. And I remember like I can visually remember the decorations. I remember where they were at in the house, what they looked like. I remember all sorts. I just have loads and loads and loads of those kind of memories. I also have memories of like Christmas presents that I got over the years. So I can remember like specific pajamas that I got, slippers, toys, big presents, little presents, all sorts of different stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just have so many wonderfully filled memories. I remember we used to go back to California as a family around the holidays, around Christmas time, and we would go spend Christmas in California with my dad's family. I have good memories of that time.
Yeah, about.
Or those times. Yeah, so many. I remember being little. I used to help my mom hang the Christmas lights. So we had a big pear tree in our front yard. And I could climb up in the tree and hang the lights. And they were like the old school.
Bulby looking
ones. Yeah. The big bulb lights. And we had to rig up some sort of like system because I could climb up really high in the tree and get most of the branches. But we wanted them all over the tree. And so the branches that were too little that I couldn't like climb up into, otherwise I'd come tumbling down. We rigged up this like nail on the end of a stick that I could use as kind of like a hook and nail thing. So then I could reach even further to hang the lights out onto the edge of the branches.
How would you get them down?
Just go up and unthread the lights from the branches.
All right. That's really sweet. Mm-hmm. Keep going. I love this.
So I used to do that a lot with my mom, help her decorate outside and hang up the lights and things like that. Oh my goodness. Like, we used to have so, like, I don't think I'm going to be able to get them all out because all of these memories are flooding back to me now. And just, like, the feel of sitting there by the Christmas tree and the lights and the feeling of, you know, Christmas and my family and being there and so much good stuff, so much significance. My parents did a pretty damn good job of giving us, you know, Christmases, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Like I don't remember a Christmas where I didn't get a gift or get anything, right?
Yeah.
It was always, we got presents at Christmas time. They were good presents. I was always happy. I was always excited. We used to write letters to Santa all the time. That was a big deal. My mom did a wonderful job of, like, I remember, toss me the coffee.
I will. It's getting a little.
We had to write letters to Santa Claus, like, our whole life, even up until we were in high school. Because otherwise it was like, you can go ahead and take the risk. If you don't want to write him a letter, that's fine. But it's, you know, then you risk the chance of not getting anything. So I remember writing letters to Santa all the time. And we would put them outside on the front porch underneath a brick. So the brick was holding them down, just the corner of them. But we couldn't cover them too much because birds, Santa's Christmas birds, would come and grab the letters at night.
That's super cool.
And take them back to the North Pole.
Why don't we do that shit here?
Well, fast forward to...
That was cool. So could have got behind some Santa birds.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, and you couldn't cover them too much and weight them down too much with the brick. Just the corner of the brick had to cover them up so then the birds could still snag them and take them back to the North Pole. You and I also grew up during the time period where you could pick up the house phone and call Santa. I remember years where I would call Santa quite a bit and had to not do that anymore. Got in trouble for doing that a lot.
Me too.
Because you used to be able to... Dial the, was it a 900 number or an 800 number or?
No, it was like a 123 number.
Yeah.
That's the one you get the long distance and whoever came up with the digit, cause you just, it was like 1234567899 kind of a thing you dialed. So it hit that.
Super easy to remember.
Yeah. It hit that long distance and you hear, ho, ho, ho. And it was just so cool. So I remember that too. And then my, oops. Did not realize that's what was happening, which was their evil genius plan.
Yeah, I remember calling Santa quite a bit. I remember one year we had a dog growing up. Her name was Pokey. She was like this little poodle mutt mix. And one year she ate through my stocking. So my mom made stockings for all of us, me and my brothers. And they were like, you know, handmade sewn stockings. She made them. They were very, very cool. And, I mean, you've had them your whole life, right? She made them when we were little. So you always had the same stocking and the stocking's full of candy and presents and all that kind of stuff. And at some point in the middle of the night, the dog ate through the corner of my stocking to get to the candy inside and basically destroyed the stocking. And then it was like, not only,
oh God,
oh my God. And then like, oh my God, my stocking. Cause I love my stocking. It was unique to me and all that kind of stuff. And then. So then my mom had to make a new stocking for me. And that was kind of fun.
Cause... She probably did it right there on the spot, huh? She's a wizard with that.
But then I got to kind of help her in the process of creating it and putting on what I wanted and stuff like that.
Is that the one that's cool. Over our fireplace right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was the one that she made when I became a dad.
Oh, okay. Because it says dad.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Let's think this one through here, genius.
No, it's not the one she made me when I was six.
She was future casting, honey.
You're gonna be a dad
one
day.
It doesn't say Craig right now, but I promise one day it's going to make sense. At least I think. And she was correct.
One of the one of my greatest gifts of all time, and this is a fun story that my mom probably has way more detail in, but there was a time period where I was questioning whether or not Santa was real. It was in that, you know, I was probably 18 years old or something. But I was questioning whether or not Santa was the real deal and whether or not it was a whole thing. Because we, like my mom was really, really good about, I remember one year we got a computer. Like the Apple old school computer and played Oregon Trail on it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember like so vividly laying in bed trying to not like, I have to stay awake. And one year I fell asleep and then I woke up and I came back. I like came down the hallway and came into the living room and I could see footprints, like snow footprints on the carpet.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I totally just missed them. Obviously, that's my mom going outside and grabbing the big gift.
That really hope no kids are listening.
Hidden in the shed or something like that. But this year, the 1 year, I don't know how old I was, like nine or 10 or maybe 11 or something like that. I was struggling with whether or not Santa was real. And I asked for a saber-toothed tiger stuffed animal. So stuffed animals were like my thing back in the day when I was a kid. I had so many stuffed animals. They were like the whole, it was insane, the level of stuffed animalness that took place in my life as a young child.
Me too.
Yeah, but, oh my God, babe, I don't think you really understand.
I don't think you do.
My mom found some sort of like, you remember those stuffed animal nets you could hang up in the corner of the rooms? The
hammocks for the stuffed animals, yeah. Uh-huh.
That was never going to be enough.
Yeah.
And so I had one of those that was just overflowing. And then she found some sort of like fishnetty, fabric-y stuff that we strung around the entire room.
Yeah.
So the entire room on all four walls was this other stuff that you... So then I had stuffed animals surrounding every single wall of the room. And anyways, I wanted a saber-toothed tiger stuffed animal. Had never seen one before. It's not like I had the one picked out that I really liked. At the time, I loved saber-toothed tigers. You know, they were like the epitome of cool for me. And I think I did some report on them in school or something like that. So I really liked the saber-toothed tiger. And I knew that if Santa was real, he was going to be able to get me a saber-toothed tiger stuffed animal. Because who else, right? You've never seen one before at the store. They don't really exist. Excuse me. But by God, if Santa's real, Christmas morning comes, sure as shit, there's a saber-toothed tiger stuffed animal there for me. So that like sealed the deal for me for the next several years.
Till you were 28?
Till, you know, even now I'm questioning whether or not I should have written a letter to him. But come to find out, my mom, you know, did all that she could to try to, she worked at a truck stop at that time, and she had people across the country, truckers that would come in, and she would talk to them, and they were looking and looking and looking across the country trying to find some saber-toothed stuffed animal.
Yeah, this is before the internet.
Yeah, long before the internet.
You can't Google that shit.
And I think what she ended up doing was getting some sort of like snow leopard looking stuffed animal and then sewing little teeth on them. So then it was this little stuffed saber-toothed tiger. It was perfect. It was my hands down my favorite stuffed animal of all time. It's still here. It's in this house right now.
It's in Maddie's room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, the list just goes on and on and on for Craig when it comes to Christmas and the memories and the importance and the fun and the excitement. And then once children got on, once children came on the scene, then there's so many wonderful memories of them and all sorts of different stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
You definitely spark some stuff in me, which is cool.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
I like when I spark things inside of you.
You light my fire. Come on, baby. So going back to how far back can I go? Because I have like, I have memories and I have memories of stories. So I don't have a memory of this specific event, but I have memories of the stories. And it's along the lines of, it's a little different, but it fits in the same category as your saber-toothed tiger. I was 5 and all I wanted was strawberry shortcake was like the bomb. So I wanted to get up by myself because I was also always going to daycare and parents, you know, so that part I was already like keying in, you know, self-sufficiency, like wanting to get up by myself. I want an alarm clock and they don't have digital alarm clocks.
Oh, you wanted to wake up by yourself.
Yes.
I see.
Yes. So I'm not sure how that was. Okay. Anyways, my mom.
How did you misinterpret what I just said?
Kind of. I'm like,
I thought you were talking about you wanted to get this thing yourself.
Oh.
Like, I'm a big girl. I've got my own money. I want to buy this thing.
Yeah, I did not have my own money. I wanted it as a present. It was like the old analog that you wind up in the back. Mm-hmm. You have to set it, and the bells were on top. And it's not because it was retro. It was because that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit back in time. Remember, I'm going to be 40 this year. So anyways, the story of it. Now, I'm retelling from my retelling. So, or not my memory, but I wrote a letter to Santa, and I wouldn't let my mom see it because post office is where, you know, you mailed the letters or and your parents took it. So like the birds, I'm like, that was freaking awesome. That could have saved a stamp too. Like that's, you mailed the letters to Santa. But I wrote it, but I went to my mom. It was sealed and I was like, oh, he knows. She's like, tell me what you sent. I'm like, nope, he knows. And so my mom's like, oh, that's cute. And then inside she's like, shit. So she got, she recruited my Aunt Jackie. She's like, you got to get it out of her. Find out what the hell is on that list. And it was just like one thing. And I just wanted, or again, I can't imagine it was only one thing, but I think that's what they said or whatever. It's the only thing I wanted. It was the one thing on the list. I wouldn't say my Aunt Jackie got it out of me, who then, of course, you know, you got my mom, my Aunt Jackie in cahoots flipping through Kmart magazines and all the stuff, because you would get the big magazines at the thing. Again, pre-internet. And they couldn't find it. And then finally they found it. So I had the strawberry shortcake alarm clock. And I remember the clock. I don't remember getting it. I don't remember all that stuff. But that wasn't a gift that I remember it. I remember hearing it. I can almost like tactically still feel it in my hands. Yeah. I remember it so vividly.
Remember how things felt in your hands. Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And then it did get to where
go ahead.
Why didn't what?
Why didn't your mom just intercept the letter? Here, sweetheart, we'll put that in the mail for you.
We mailed it together. I wrote it, sealed it, and we mailed it together. Mm. It was our thing. And she was like, you know, I'm sure all these things were going through her head. Like, why didn't I just punch her? I could have knocked the kid out and got the goddamn letter. Just kidding. She was always super sweet. My mom tried to make Christmas a big deal. And I always hated that because it wasn't fair to me. Because her birthday's Christmas. And so it was like, we never really got to celebrate her birthday on her birthday. And that kind of made me sad. And she never really wanted to acknowledge her birthday because she didn't want to take away from everybody else's Christmas experience.
Yeah.
And that was hard. And then it was always like running and it was just kind of hectic. You know, there was orneriness. There was always so much tension. So it was kind of stressful. But they would do a family Christmas party every year, which was family Christmas party / mom's birthday, which also was. And then she would always feel guilty about having her birthday interrupting the Christmas family.
Yeah.
And, but she would try so hard to make it special. And I remember one year coming out of my room and there was a I had a Teddy Ruxpin for my fifth birthday. I guess five was a big year. What? And I loved that. And I don't remember because I so much, and I somehow I broke the damn thing's jaw off. The only movable part on it, and I broke it off. I don't know if she borrowed my Teddy Ruxpin for Christmas or if this is when I got the new one, because I had two. So that's, you know, my parents. Anyways, I came out and for those of you that have a clue who Teddy Ruxpin is, he had his little caterpillar friend Gumby that was also a little robotic part that came out after. And so when you sat them next to each other and you put the tape in Teddy Ruxpin's back, a cassette tape, because nothing was, you know, now it'd be all Bluetooth digital, you know, you could start it on your phone, but then you had to like put the cassette in. Close up Teddy's back. Put the Velcro back on. Hit play. It was like a Walkman in his back, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But they would sing together. So the timing of it, when you would turn Gumby on, and so they would go back and forth. So Teddy would sing his parts and then Gumby would have his mouth. So they synced it up, which was freaking awesome, especially back then, right?
You had the what was he? I don't remember
the caterpillar.
I don't remember the caterpillar.
You don't remember?
I never had any of those presents, but I don't remember. I remember Ruxpin because that was a big fucking deal.
Yeah, it was so cool.
But I don't remember.
I loved him. He slept with me every night and he would sing to me every night. Nice. I can still hear Come Dream With Me Tonight.
Aww.
I can still hear. He was my friend. Sometimes, you know, I needed a hug and he would hold me and he would sing to me. And I was like, oh, I want my Teddy Ruxpin back. Okay.
I'm
going to
start crying. I'm going to talk to some truckers and see if they can find some around the world.
So I loved my Teddy Ruxpin. Oh my God, why am I choked up?
It's okay.
Holy shit, what's happening?
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. Shut up. So came out and seeing them together was super cool. And then 1 year, we had the fireplace. So we had the big fireplace in the front room that was, you know, in this big rock wall and was like the actual logs on the ash, because we had the like wood burning stove in the other one. So this was the open, how you would all the Christmas movies. They took a boot and put it in the ash and did ash footprints. So nice. Like he came out of the fireplace. And oh my gosh, I thought that was the coolest thing. But I also made a comment of like, oh, mom's going to be mad, which is funny because my mom wasn't the, like, my memory isn't my mom getting mad at that, you know, so why, I don't know, but that's what I thought. Maybe it was because she was the one that cleaned, you know, nobody else cleaned. It was just my mom. So therefore she was going to have to clean it up. Boots. So that was pretty cool. So I've got some good kid memories in there. And
I literally, like, I can remember being little and hearing Santa on the roof.
Oh.
Like, knowing 100% certain that I could hear him on the roof.
Yeah.
And then being like, holy shit, he's here.
Yeah.
He's on the roof. But I couldn't, like, don't come out. Because that was another thing that my mom did a really good job at is, like, you know, like, if you don't go to bed.
She had a truck grip on your roof.
If you don't go to bed, he's not coming.
Right. If you're awake when he gets here, he's going to leave. Like, that's not pressure to sleep.
And, but I remember so vividly, like, literally hearing him up there. Yeah. And be like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And then it was, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever get Cabbage Patch dolls?
Oh, yeah.
That was a big thing too when we were kids. Mm-hmm. All these things you can Google
Cabbage
now
patches were and big
learn
deals.
More about them. But
I almost got a bunch of Cabbage Patches the other day to bring home just for that nostalgia. But I wasn't sure what kind of energy was on it. So I looked at them and I'm like, that is cool. You beautiful creatures are staying there.
Like
I'm
the
going
store?
To leave. No, it was not
somebody
at the
store. Was selling them?
It's where I got the carpet cleaner.
Oh,
so they
goodness.
Stayed.
Yeah,
they stayed.
I'm glad.
They stayed.
Steph is going through a phase right now where she's buying a bunch of used shit on
I am not
Facebook.
No, not so much.
You're totally going through a phase.
It's just a little phase. It's
good
just a
and
little,
bad
it's,
things
it's
have come
bargaining.
From it.
Bargaining. I'm going to talk about this.
For example, a really nice juicer.
It was brand new.
Brand new.
Yeah.
What was it, $20?
Yeah. And it's like $100 online.
Yeah. And it works great. We love it. It's been awesome.
Moving cell. It was beautiful.
A carpet cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Not brand new.
No,
but
it's used. But
really
it's gently used.
Works really well.
Yeah. It was
those
a very,
are some of the successes.
Yeah. An elderly woman's home. She, you know,
yes.
Most of the time she was one that kept their house clean. So.
And now we don't have to talk about the failures.
Yeah. Oh no. I think you should. I think you should. They're funny. Go ahead.
No, you're good.
I want to hear your take on them.
It's not in a Christmas spirit.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Sometimes I come home from traveling trips and Steph has surprised me with stuff. And this time, this most recent time I came home and was surprised with a bunch of used hardwood flooring.
I thought I could make it work.
That was going to, because our basement needs flooring done. And she bought, did you buy
it? No,
or was
it free?
Oh, okay. It was free.
Now, and we figured out why.
Yeah. It was in great shape other than it had already been laid down and cut and fit to somebody else's floor. It was just.
I thought I could make it work enough.
Yeah. So that was fun. Getting rid of that over the course of several weeks in our garbage.
I think you still have the tiki torches from the previous one in the garage. Did we? No.
Still have the tiki torches.
They were just there.
Yeah. No. So yeah, it's just a little bit of a phase.
It's
but
just
that's
a,
okay.
It's a little phase. See, that's four things. That's it.
I'll take the free stuff because every now and then it turns out to be a juicer that we really like.
See? It is a good juicer. It is a good juicer. And I'm happy with the carpet cleaner. I've been going crazy not being able, and I'm happy.
Yes. So back to Christmas.
Okay.
What are some of your favorite Christmas movies?
Oh, okay. Christmas movie, Elf. I love Elf. I love National Lampoon's Family Christmas. I think I could,
Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's it. Yeah. Christmas Vacation.
The other one that you mentioned isn't a movie. Those are all both really good ones. What else?
I stand corrected. I like that one. I can watch that one, kind of, whether it's Christmas or not.
Mm-hmm.
Elf. I'm a dork. I love that one. I don't care. We can watch Elf in July. It's totally fine. Let's see. I think I'm just trying to name the Christmas movies that I actually know. And then be like, hey, I can contribute to this conversation. Polar Express was cute. I liked watching it with the kiddos.
What are ones that stand out from when you were a kid? Do you remember any?
No.
Did you watch Rudolph when it was on TV every
year? I didn't like those ones. They just like freaked me freaking out. They freaked me out. I hate them. Everybody's like, oh, let's watch this, and loves them. I'm like, that shit still scares me. That is not right. I did not like that. That is not a comfort. Like, give me my teddy rock spin and let me just feel better. I hated them.
Yeah.
I still don't like them.
I loved that one.
Oh, God. Rudolph. It's so weird.
Yeah. They move like claymation or something.
Yeah. I've got actually a funny Christmas story. That's I'm going to share it. Remind me, Rudolph.
Okay.
And I know it's going back. So we had this freak of nature, Rudolph stuffed toy it was like robotics in a sense. Like it had the legs that would move again.
I remember those toys back.
Exactly. I don't think they can see us. Yeah. We're showing it. So, you know. We're
both walking around, wiggling our heads, moving our hands and
very,
feet.
Very, very stiff-like.
I loved those toys.
Yeah.
Did you have the ones like the dogs that would do backflips?
No.
Do you ever remember? Anyways.
I had dogs, so that was cool.
I had real dogs that did backflips.
You had dogs 2 years, 8 year stockings. But its nose lit up because, you know, Rudolph. Mm-hmm. And it would play just the music to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It wasn't singing, but it was like the doo-doo-doo, you know. And every year it would play. And we were knowing that we were going to have to change the batteries. And it was like, oh, the batteries are still good. Cool. The batteries are still good. Cool. And then it was like, okay, this is kind of weird. God, the batteries are still good. I don't know even like the amount of years. It didn't go weird until I was an adult and had Stevie and Asher from my memory. It just like the batteries never went dead. And we're like, oh my God, it's so weird. And then 1 year we turned it on. And then instead of doing the do-do-do-do-do, you know, it was like, is how it sounded. And my mom and I were like, ah! It freaked us out because it was already scary every year that it would work. Like, this went on for a long time. It was like our Christmas thing. Okay, is Rudolph working this year? Are we going to be freaked out or what? And then when it played the scary tune, yeah, we were like, ooh. So then I become afraid of Rudolph.
And became afraid of him?
Yeah, so now I see that toy. She still has it. I'm like, mm-mm.
They don't make batteries like they used to.
They don't.
That's one of those Chernobyl batteries. No. It was produced and manufactured when Chernobyl happened, so it has some extra juice to it.
something probably. Oh, so that was fun. That was fun.
I loved the Rudolph show.
Yeah.
On TV every year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of other ones that I watched when I was little. I mean, obviously A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
That one is.
I didn't like it when I was a kid. It took me being an adult to like that one.
No, I loved that one.
I couldn't always stand the narrator.
He's the best part.
I could like it now, but as a kid, I'm like, wait, dude, shut up and let's watch the movie.
When I was growing up, I had my best friend lived, you know, down the street from me. And 1 year he got a Red Ryder for Christmas. And that was the coolest thing ever.
Did he shoot his eye out?
He did not shoot his eye out, but we shot the shit out of some stuff with that Red Ryder. We killed lots of birds with that Red Ryder.
Yeah.
What else? I remember for some reason there's a you good over there, baby?
No, I had an itchy spot on my leg and I'm looking like, oh, I need to shave. I'm glad this is not a video. Sorry.
You had a Christmas itch?
I had a Ew.
Do you remember the Santa Claus movie? I think that's what it's called.
Oh, with Tim Allen?
Not the one with Tim Allen.
Oh, so not
that one was and I want to say it's the one with Dudley Moore. Where
I don't think I was allowed to watch Dudley Moore.
Kidding. I have like vague recollections and really liking that one.
No, I don't remember that one.
There's a couple of other ones that are eluding me that are back from that time period in the 80s.
I never saw It's a Wonderful Life until I was an adult.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever sat through.
I haven't sat through the whole thing.
It's a Wonderful Life.
I've seen it now, just not all of it. Maybe.
I think the only reason I know of It's a Wonderful Life is its references from other Christmas movies.
Right?
Where they'll reference It's a Wonderful Life.
Every time a bell rings,
the angel gets its wings.
That's right. That's right. You've seen that a million times.
What's that?
Well, that's what he says at the end. After she says, every time a bell rings.
I'm not sure what you're referencing.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
That's the end of the movie.
Okay.
You have not sat through the whole thing.
No,
that's the punchline. That's like where everything wraps together and everything's okay. Scrooge. Bill Murray Scrooge.
Scrooged?
Scrooged, yes.
Is it Scrooged?
I think it is Scrooged.
It might just be Scrooge.
I don't know.
That's a good one.
I thought you were going to kill my phone.
Well, your phone's already dead.
No, it's not.
Folks listening, if you'd like to get Stephanie a new cell phone for Christmas, you can donate to the podcast at energyislovepodcast.com.
So I don't go to the wrong address because my cracked screen made it look like $299 instead of $229. That's okay.
What are some of your favorite Christmas-like treats or something?
Sugar cookies.
Yeah.
Sugar cookies. Sugar cookies. Sugar cookies. Sugar cookies.
Should we make some this year?
Sugar cookies.
I don't think we should make some.
Sugar cookies.
Maybe we'll make some.
Peppermint bark.
Yeah.
Eggnog. I love it. I could seriously, my body couldn't take it. But the amount of eggnog that I love, if you gave me a gallon jug and I knew that I wouldn't be destroyed, I could chug a gallon jug.
Of
eggnog? I can't even sip it and enjoy it. It's like eggnog in my belly.
I don't really like it.
I cherish eggnog.
Yeah.
I'm not
a fan.
I won't drink it though. So not good for you, but I love it.
So in our family, my mom made, they're called bizcochitos.
You're going to have to explain that one to me.
Yeah. You've had them.
Okay, cool.
Don't you remember?
Clearly.
My mom doesn't make them much anymore.
Okay.
I don't remember the last time she's made them. I've never made them.
Well, what are they?
They're, it's like a Mexican shortbread almost. So they're little round covered in cinnamon cookies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I've had those. Yeah, those are good.
Marisa makes them. But it's a traditional... I don't know how traditional it is in the span of Mexicans and stuff like that, but at least from our family, and my nana used to make them.
Yeah.
And taught
what
my
are they
mom
called again?
Bizcochitos.
Bizcochitos.
Yeah. I have no idea the.
Bizcochitos.
Yeah, but they're yummy. They're
they sound
like a
yummy.
Little Mexican shortbread cookie. They go super good with coffee.
Yeah.
I remember making them with my mom when I was little. Because you get the cookie dough and then you have to roll it in a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the ball on the cookie sheet. And then you have to do your fingers in a specific way and push down. So the little dimples that are on the top of the cookie and the cookie kind of smushes.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you push down in this little, like you have to put your fingers in a certain way.
Okay.
And push down.
That's what she said. I tried. You just kept going. I couldn't hold it back anymore.
But those, they're not my favorite. Again? Like holiday treat, but
somebody's here.
Should we pause and go find out?
I hope it's. Do I have an appointment today?
That would be hilarious.
That would not be hilarious.
Stand by one. Go ahead and go check that out, baby.
Okay, where were we? I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's okay. I was talking about bizcochitos.
Bizcochitos.
And how they're not my favorite holiday treat, but I do have a lot of memories of them that give them some significant importance. And I, too, am a ginormous fan of sugar cookies. I remember everything about them. I remember making them when I was little. I remember cutting them out. I remember, they're probably my favorite.
I remember the first year. Well, I don't know if it was the first year, but it's my first year of remembering the sugar cookies. And I think my mom was trying to, I think the recipe came, I don't know if it was from my grandma Webb or my nana or whether my mom just knew it. I don't remember. But said we were going to make a whole lot of sugar cookies.
A shit ton.
I was going to say a shit ton of sugar cookies, but we're going to make a shit ton is good. and then, like, my mom was a freaking artist. Like, she, her ceramics, her drawings, her cakes, her decor. So, like, we had the frosting and she's amazing. So you could definitely tell Sharon's sugar cookies and Steph helping Sharon's sugar cookies. Like, to this day, it would look the same. But she God, they were so good. Like her recipe for the sugar cookies themselves, they were that big. They were the fluffy, but not too fluffy. They had enough like substance that wasn't too airy in her frosting. Jesus Christ. So good. And I'm like, it's like when you're trying to, you know, your dog's looking at you for a treat when they're just going to lose their shit. So I'm a kid here with all these sugar cookies and all their frosting, and I'm going to go into a meltdown because, and by kid, I mean like 13. Okay. Like maybe even a little bit older. I'm just having a moment of, I've got to eat all these. I'm salivating, literally salivating. And then she would do this thing. She was sweet. She was super sweet. And she would, as we're decorating, she's like, oops, that one broke. I guess we have to eat it. And I'm like, I'll follow suit. So, oops, a lot of cookies broke. Till finally she's like, okay, Steph, I think cookies need to stop breaking for a little while so we have enough. I probably ate 2 dozen myself just right there because she made so many. And it was like so plentiful that it was okay. And salivating, I want sugar cookies. Oh, my God. It's not Visco Cheetos. It was sugar cookies.
Sugar cookies.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yummy.
What are some of your favorite memories of Christmas with the kids? Just over the span of their lives, what are some of your favorite memories of Christmas with these damn wiener kids that we love so much? Do you remember getting excited about some of the stuff that you got them? Like, oh my God, I can't wait to see them open this up.
Yeah, I don't need, it was super stressful, a lot of things, you know, am I going to be able to give them presents? So turns out I was, and I over, and then I also have parents that were understanding of that and would over buy. And so it's Christmas that you didn't think you would have. Then all of a sudden, you know, the panic and you would have so much and then, you know, trying to make up for stuff. So every time, like I was always super, oh my God, I remember. No, that was his birthday. That wasn't Christmas though. So never mind. Whole bunch of things. I think my, one of the favorites, and it was still scary, was, I was always trying so hard to do damage control that it is so like to keep Christmas kind of fun for them and keep kind of and trying to keep things out of the way. And it was just so crappy. The first one was the first divorce. First Christmas is when I first got divorced. And I don't even know if it was final at that point, but he was out of the house. And they got to just breathe. And it was just like this chill thing and this happy thing. And when we got to open presents together, but there was also work in the way. But when it was our time, and then it was still stressful when they weren't with me. And then the first Christmas that we were all here.
Yeah, the first Christmas in our house.
Yeah. That was. And so I'm really having a hard time right now. I don't know how deep I can get into this. So every time that I was able to do enough that somehow felt like I was somehow giving them some joy on Christmas and chilling enough. Yeah. I don't want to talk about this. So
it's okay.
It's like this is where it sucks.
Yeah.
Because this is where I can never make up for all that, those shitty times and all the chaos and everything going wrong. So like,
in case it wasn't clear for people listening, Steph had a marriage prior to this one, in case you haven't put the pieces together over the course of listening to the podcast. And it was a shitty marriage. Mm. He was not a great partner in any way, shape, or form. And I get it, babe. I get that it comes with drinking your coffee like it's alcohol. I love it.
You don't know what I put in here.
I get it. It sucks. There's a lot of shitty memories back in that day. That's one of the things that I think we should do in 2020 is just flesh out all of that shit on the podcast.
All of my past marriage?
No, not your past marriage.
I'm a little stressed right now. I'm chugging. I'm burping. I think I need a pee break. Okay.
Anyways.
Holy cow.
I have lots of wonderful memories from watching the children, both before you and I got together as well as after you and I got together. Yes. I can remember their Christmas pajamas. I can remember presents that they got. I, for a long time with Gwen and Maddie, I tried to keep up with giving them a cool stuffed animal every year because of the importance of stuffed animals to me. Mm-hmm. And some of their stuffed animals I fell in love with. I remember their stuffed animals and I was so excited to oh, that one's perfect and that one's so cool. And then I totally wanted that stuffed animal. But so many wonderful memories. It's so fun watching them experience traditions and experience, excitement and all that other kind of shit. There is one specific Christmas that I think we should. There's that smile. Yeah. Do you want to tell Barb that's listening what Christmas we're referencing?
Sure. It was good, but I feel like I don't feel like I deserve to talk about a good Christmas story because I have not done. I've done my best, but haven't been able to provide good Christmases. I have, just not, so whatever. This is apparently something that needs to come up. We're almost done with that power 12-12 and then 12-21 where we're bringing up stuff from the past. So yay, here's another one that I get to hash out. I will try and do it off of the podcast to a point. I'm sweating now.
So a few years
it
ago.
It triggered me. Yeah, okay. No, a I few can do years it. I ago. Can do it.
How many years ago? Do you remember?
It was 2014.
Yes.
Yes.
Which would be 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Oh my gosh. Okay. It's actually quite funny. I will give you my take and then I would like your take. So this is where Christmas is about me and not about the kids. Blah, blah. So obviously I don't like Christmas. Okay.
You just have some baggage around Christmas.
I have some baggage, so I don't get excited for Christmas.
You have some unopened gifts hiding under the tree.
Why I procrastinate, because I'm always afraid. I'm always, and even though Christmas isn't fighting now, and we still drive like crazy everywhere. We, it's a busy day and, occasionally there's tension, but not, it's Christmas is safe now.
Yeah.
It's there's no violence. We do not have some crazy stuff, but it's still, I don't know how to not be scared during Christmas.
It's a trigger warning.
It's a trigger warning. So, okay, Christmas Eve, we take a shower.
Christmas Eve, 2014.
2014, take a shower, come out of the bathroom, which is connected to the room, and Craig is he's on the bed with a present. It's a wrapped up present for me. And I'm towel and hair and feeling so bad because I'm oh my God, I fucked up. I didn't get him a Christmas Eve present. He got me a Christmas Eve present. This is a thing we do. I don't know because I'm still learning shit at this point. How does Christmas work with this family? And so it was immediate panic. Oh my God, he's going to think I don't love him. But I'm grateful too, and it's sweet, and he's got this smile on his face, and he's coming over, and I'm guessing you're a little anxious at this point.
Very excited.
Are you a little anxious, a little excited? And I unwrap the present, and there's this blue box, and it's a big blue box, okay? So it's I don't know, a foot long. We'll go further.
I love you so much.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a little ring box.
No, but...
And so I'm giving the descriptors, no, it's not a ring box. Because in my head,
it's a big blue box. And then and I'm thinking dick in a box. And then you're it's big. It's a foot long. I'm damn right it is heavy. Huge, huge blue box. Biggest box you can imagine. Go ahead.
So I open it up and it's, open up the box and it's got the styrofoam in there. You can tell it's a statue. So I kind of wiggle it out. I'm super excited and open it up and take the top lid of the styrofoam off, and there is this gorgeous male and female fairy statue in there with the wings spread, and he's holding her. And it's just this beautiful thing, which is a whole other story for another time, because otherwise we got another 2 hours of this podcast going if I'm going to get into that. But then there's a little black box that's on top of that. And I know not to get excited. I know. For one, I was always like, I don't ever want to get married again. And then something happened. Craig's incredible. He changes the way I feel about everything in the world, including I got giddy in the Christmas aisle. Remember?
Yeah.
I still get giddy with Christmas. It's just talking about it. I get a little, like, get me into Christmas. Don't make me talk about it. Talk about it. Anxiety triggers come up, but doing it, I'm good. So that's a huge healing thing. Anyways, where was I? So I'm not getting excited about it. I was saying Gazelle, and then I wanted to marry you, which was weird because you're fantastic and amazing. And then I wanted to get married to this amazing man. So I also didn't think it was going to happen, though, because we both, we're going to live together. We're going to buy a house together. We're going to raise our kids together. That's fine. But we're going to legally bind ourselves to each other. Hold up. That's some commitment right there. We can still walk away from all this shit. Just kidding. I joke when I'm nervous.
I know, baby. Okay. I'm familiar with that coping mechanism of yours.
I'll get to it. So I don't want to also rush to the ring box that looks like, because I don't want it to look like, I'm like, it's probably some fucking earrings. And then if I get too excited over it, then it's going to create this thing. It's going to feel bad. Then it's going to be this weird thing like, oh, you wanted me to propose? Way. And I'm like, no, that wasn't it. I just wanted to avoid it. So I was acting like I wasn't affected by it. And the statue's beautiful. Then it came time for the box. And
by the way, she's acting terribly that she's not affected by it.
Could you tell?
Oh my God, you're like, really? Having a meltdown. Like,
could you tell? Yes. I thought it was so freaking smooth.
No.
Oh, damn.
There's no part of it that was like, you were very much like, oh my God, 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 oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't wait to hear your version of it, because I'm, in my mind, I'm as cool as a cucumber right now. I'm showing no sign of reaction in my body. I'm like, this is cool. I'm a cool chick. Okay. And then I open the box and there's a ring in it. And I immediately go to, and I will explain why. It's right here. I had a massage. I need to take it on, pop back on. It's probably because he thinks the ring is pretty and he knows I'll like it or something like that. In my mind, it is not a wedding ring. Now, the reason I seem like I'm incredibly stupid at this point is because he had fucked with me a little bit. Maybe intentionally, maybe not intentionally, but he had some little things that kind of, I've got three events in my head that kind of look like maybe something was going to happen and it wasn't. So I knew not to get, like, don't read into things. More to cycle ride. And you find the stop at the top of this, like a top of the canyon, and it's overlooking the valley, but not that valley and the mountainside below. It's like this beautiful scenic view, and we're standing there and you grab my hands and you look at me and you say, I want to ask you something. And I'm like, fuck. It was too soon at that point. I'm glad you didn't ask. But I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. And it just, and then you went like, I can't remember. I can't remember. And you fucking left it at, I can't remember what it was. And we got on the bike and left. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what's happening. And then, what was this? There was three. Oh, Vegas. For one, we would never do it in Vegas. But you were making it such a big deal to go see the fountains. And that's like such a thing. Like,
oh,
the
Bellagio.
Bellagio.
Yeah, the Bellagio fountains.
And we were trying so hard to get there in time and you weren't. And then it was like this thing and you were probably just really upset that I didn't get to see him because you were so sweet. But I thought, were you going to? Nah. And then when I think it's the day you actually bought the ring, which I bought you a present on the sly. You bought me a present on the sly. We were crafty. And Jillian rang both of our stuff up. And she was like, we're like, hurry up, hurry up, and doing our thing. And she was just all giddy because she was cute and didn't let the other one know. But we had coffee that we got. And that's if I'm remembering right. I think it is from your story. And you looked at me and you said, will you marry these two cups of coffee together? And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So when I look at the ring, I know not to get excited because I don't read into shit. Who knows what the hell's happening? And I'm looking at it, looking at you, looking at it, like I don't know how, what's the correct response here? What do I got to do? And then you said, do you remember? Or do you want me to say it?
Tell me.
Key for he doesn't remember. It's okay. I will remind you. That's a wedding ring, baby, because I want you to be my wife. And I was like, wah! And then I attacked you and hugged and I'm crying and I'm getting it on. And then finally you're like, so is that a yes? So that's my story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good Christmas.
It was good. I remember that vividly.
Do you?
Yeah.
I remember the majority of it vividly too.
The majority.
Or you know how memory is. You don't get. I remember picking out the statue. I remember finding that and being like, "Oh, that's perfect."
It's so perfect.
Yeah, we're both looking at it right now. It's on our dresser in our bedroom, and I remember picking that out. It's got massive significance for you and I because it's a, like you said, a man and a woman fairy together. I remember picking out your ring.
Yeah.
I remember finding it and being nervous. I remember all of it. I remember like wrapping the present up and I remember planning how it was going to go and hoping for this and hoping for that. And I think originally I had planned on giving it to you in the morning. I think originally I had planned on having it be a just a Christmas present that you opened up.
In front of the kids and everything?
In front of the kids and everything. And I don't remember why I changed my mind.
Because you're smart?
Probably. Probably at the time it wouldn't have. Yeah. It was good that it was just you and me getting to share that experience together. But yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful story. It's funny.
And I wasn't cool. I wasn't as cool as I thought till this day. This is the first moment I found out that I was not cool as a cucumber
it's
on
just,
the outside.
It's really easy for me to read you as all day.
At that time, though?
Forever. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Did that make it a little better? You're like, oh, she's fucking flipping. Or were you kind of like, uh-oh.
Well, I love how you're like, because you were trying to like ignore it.
I know.
You were like, that's, oh, I'm not looking at that. let's not talk about that. You've got it. I love the statue. It's so neat. Thank you so much. Yep. Okay. I'm not looking at that. And then finally you're like, oh God, I have to look at it. And then I love how even up until the very end, you're like, maybe he just thinks I like rings.
Yep.
It's just a pretty ring. Right? It totally makes sense that he would just give me a ring as a present. I don't need to get too excited. Right. Yeah, you're cute. Yeah, that was a good Christmas. We have lots of good Christmases
too.
Together.
Sometimes I just need my memories like triggered.
Yeah.
Thank you for like explaining that it was a wedding ring and why it was a wedding ring. Because I'd probably been like, next of why.
I know you'd still be holding it. I don't want to go there. If maybe he likes, you know, maybe I just need to wear it around my neck. Maybe it goes with the statue. It's part of the statue. I got to put it on the statue.
Oh, they're married. Okay.
So. No, it was good. 5 years ago.
Nailed that, by the way. That is still like, that is movie scene romantic perfection.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you. You're welcome. Thank you for saying yes.
Oh.
5 years later, we're still together. Happy forever. Happier today than we ever have been before.
True.
So
very, very true.
That is the end of our Christmas episode. Mary, I forgot to say, like, there's so much stuff I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Stuff like, I remember, you remember in elementary school when you would do Valentine's and you had to like bring Valentine's for everybody? Right?
Yeah. I know it was elementary school. But I don't have I got a memory. I got 1 year really cool box. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways. 1 year for Valentine's Day, because we made our own Valentine's on the printer at home. So like you'd have,
clever,
you know, and then you print out the paper and then you fold the paper up and
who
it works just
that
right.
Ink? Jesus.
Yeah. Well, we were rich, just loaded with money at our house. And I remember Happy Valentine's Day, or I did something that was stupid and silly that was like Merry Christmas. And anyways, it was weird memory that popped into my head. It really didn't have any significance with Christmas at all, other than I remembered that there was lots of stuff I was thinking about when it came time to record this Christmas episode, which is now over. Yeah, Christmas is over. Merry Christmas, folks.
Well, I hope, I'm going to throw this out there. I hope that the kids ever listen to this podcast, for one. I hope they're old enough that they're not in a therapist's office in the fetal position for the things we have talked about and will talk about, you know.
Oh, yeah. 2020 is going to be a big year for the podcast.
But I hope they hear that it's not that I didn't, like, love Christmas with them. It's just I wanted it to be so special, and I didn't want them to have to be afraid or and feel like not loved, or like I didn't want that. And it sucks because they do, because they don't really like Christmas, but I tried. They so do I like hope Christmas. They know that I tried my best and I love them.
They know that, baby.
Okay.
And we love them.
Okay.
Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Folks of the podcast universe that listen, hopefully you have a beautiful Christmas and a happy new year. And
you should probably take out my scary Merry Christmas.
Scary Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Is that scarier? Is that okay? Perfect. No, we're good.
That's not scary at all. Smile.
Smile.
Is that a wedding ring? I don't know.
I needed a hug, and he would hold me, and he would sing to me, and I was like, "Ooh, I want my Teddy Ruxpin back." Okay. I'm gonna start
crying. So then it was this little stuffed saber-toothed tiger. It was perfect. It was my hands down my favorite stuffed animal of all time. I can remember being little and hearing Santa on the roof.
If I had balls, they'd be in my throat right now.
Christmas balls?
Christmas.